Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is the Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, July the 13th, and it's the 20th anniversary of Legally Blonde. While the Patrick Swayze classic Ghost celebrates its 31st birthday today, Inception came out 11 years ago, and Dwayne Johnson's Skyscraper was unveiled 3 years ago today in 2018. But in the here and now, today's birthday to Cheech Marin, Ken Jeong, the legendary Sir Patrick Stewart, and the iconic Harrison Ford. While all of this has been kicking off, Top Gun Maverick and Tron Legacy director Joseph Kosinski has signed on to direct an adaptation of indie comic Chariot for Warner Brothers. The studio won a fierce bidding war for the project, which has garnered a lot of interest due to its nostalgic plot and opportunities for two high-profile stars. The original comic series by indie publisher AWA was penned by Brian Edward Hill and penciled by Priscilla Petraits, and tells the story of a Cold War-era secret project designed for its star agent, a weapon unlike any other in the form of a state-of-the-art sports car. Lost to the ocean decades earlier, along with the hotshot female agent who drove it, the project, codenamed The Chariot, was considered a bust. But years later, a petty criminal looking to reform his life stumbles upon The Chariot and discovers that the agent's consciousness is still controlling it. So a sexier take on Knight Rider, essentially. Kosinski will direct from a script by Julie Mayoas, a screenwriter best known for working on TV projects such as White Collar and the CW's The Flash. There's no production schedule for Chariot as yet, but Kosinski's Top Gun Maverick is due to fly into cinemas on the 19th of November.
There's no reason for increased volume. I am scanning your interrogatives quite satisfactorily. I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor, KITT for easy reference. A kit, if you prefer.
Pitch Perfect star Anna Kendrick has closed a deal to lead Lionsgate's forthcoming psychological thriller, Alice Darling. The feature will follow Kendrick's Alice, who's been behaving strangely and keeping secrets about her volatile boyfriend from her two best friends. When the trio take a girls' trip out of town, however, secrets soon come spilling out after a local girl goes missing, and Alice's boyfriend suddenly joins the trip unannounced. Written by The Rest of Us's Alana Francis, Alice Darling will mark the feature directorial debut of Mary Nye, and is set to co-star Charlie Carrick, Wunmi Mazaku, and Kanateo Horn. Production company Babe Nation Films, who seek to create opportunities for women in the film industry, are overseeing the picture, saying in a statement, "We strive to tell female stories unflinchingly, with nuance, care, and authority. Alice Darling will keep audiences riveted, but ultimately, it is a story of female resilience and empowerment." Alice Darling's presently without a release date, though Anna Kendrick can next be seen in the second season of the HBO Max original series Love Life, due out later this year.
Ricochet, you take your aim.
You can sing! Do! How high does your belt go?
My what?
And finally, Spencer. Director Pablo Larraín's controversial picture, which stars Kristen Stewart as Lady Diana, Princess of Wales, is now due to premiere at the Venice Film Festival. With a script from Peaky Blinders creator Stephen Knight, Spencer will focus on a single weekend during the early 1990s in which Diana made her decision to split from her husband, Prince Charles. The announcement occurring during a swirling bevy of salacious gossip, which accused the princess of numerous affairs outside of their marriage. The film's cast has proved a sticking point for many, with royalists having previously begrudged the casting of an American as the so-called People's Princess. The same princess notably played by an Australian the last time she got a biopic. Kristen Stewart stars opposite Poldark's Jack Farthing as Prince Charles, as well as Timothy Spall, Sally Hawkins, and Sean Harris. The 78th annual Venice International Film Festival will open on the 1st of August this year, while Spencer will be released to the public worldwide next year, in time for the 25th anniversary of its subject's tragic death.
How old are you?
17.
How long have you been 17?
A while.
The Nigerian biopic Days of Destiny is new to stream on Netflix from today, while Mubi are adding Midi Z's Nina Wu to their library. And on Freeview, there's Gravity showing on BBC One. Film 4 is showing the second best exotic Marigold Hotel, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, and Beast. Atomic Blonde's on E4. You can see My Super Ex-Girlfriend on 5 Star. Van Helsing showing on ITV4. Great movies have got Secret Window, The Legend of Zorro, Braven, and Faster. And the Horror Channel are showing The Reef and the 2010 remake of I Spit on Your Grave. While the Sky Cinema and Now premiere today is the Alzheimer's drama The Artist's Wife. All of which makes up your daily reel for Tuesday the 13th of July. Keep it cinematic though, and we'll be back with more tomorrow.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers. Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.